Via remote, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown. President Donald Trump is threatening not to sign the massive year-end bill passed by Congress that includes a $900 billion coronavirus aid package and $1.4 trillion in annual government funding. Trump complained in a video tweeted out Tuesday night that the bill didn't deliver enough aid to Americans. The bill provides for a $600 payment to most Americans. Trump said he is asking Congress to amend the bill and increase the ridiculously low $600 direct payments to Americans to $2,000 or $4,000 for a couple. Trump also said he is asking Congress to get rid of the wasteful and unnecessary items from this legislation and to send him a suitable bill. President-elect Joe Biden expressed empathy with struggling families and applauded Congress for passing the coronavirus aid bill, adding that it was a down payment on a broader relief bill he plans to introduce when he takes office next month. United States health officials are trying to tamp down fears about a mutant strain of the coronavirus that's spreading rapidly in the United Kingdom. Reports of the new virus prompted dozens of countries across the globe to shut down travel from the UK over the last 2 days. The fear of the variant comes as the United States faces a surge in new infections that is overwhelming some hospitals. The U.S. Centers for Disease Control said on Tuesday that the UK coronavirus variant had not yet been detected here in the United States. U.S. Health Secretary Alex Azar told news media Fox News that the Pfizer, BioNTech, and Moderna vaccine should be effective at preventing illness from the mutant strain. Via remote, this is VOA News. The leading U.S. infectious disease expert, Dr. Anthony Fauci, Tuesday received the initial dose of the newest COVID-19 vaccine, along with other federal health leaders who helped oversee its development. Fauci received the vaccine developed jointly by the NIH and U.S. pharmaceutical company Moderna, which was just approved for emergency use last week. The vaccinations are part of a broader government effort to bolster public confidence in the safety of two COVID-19 vaccines recently cleared by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. President-elect Biden says it will take months to roll back some of President Trump's action on immigration, including restrictive asylum policies. Susan Rice, Biden's incoming domestic policy advisor, and Jake Sullivan, his pick for national security advisor, as well as Biden himself, warned that moving too quickly could create a new crisis at the border. An election system worker driven into hiding by death threats has filed a defamation lawsuit against President Trump's campaign and his lawyers Rudy Giuliani and Sidney Powell. Also included in the lawsuit, some conservative media figures and outlets. Eric Coomer, is security director for Dominion Voting Systems. Dominion has been named by President Trump and his supporters in baseless charges that they helped rig the election in President-elect Biden's favor. President Trump on Tuesday pardoned 15 people, including Republican allies. Trump announced a pardon for George Papadopoulos, his 2016 campaign advisor, whose conversations helped trigger the Russia investigation that shadowed Trump's presidency for nearly 2 years. Trump commuted the sentences of 5 others. Israel's divided government has collapsed, triggering the country's 4th election in under 2 years. Parliament had faced a midnight deadline Tuesday to pass a budget, but after failing to do so, the Knesset was automatically dissolved. Elections are now scheduled for March 23rd. Benjamin Netanyahu and his rival Benny Gantz formed their coalition last May to take on the coronavirus crisis together, but their partnership was plagued by infighting and mistrust. The Peruvian government has approved the supreme decree that extends the national emergency for 31 days because of the severity of the COVID-19 pandemic on the lives of Peruvians. For more news, join us at voanews.com or the VOA mobile app. Via remote, I'm Michael Brown, VOA News.